sharing studio space tonight with me, it's hello to TV host Steve McKenna. But for more on our top story, we cross live to New York to speak to the editor of Vibe magazine, Shani Saxon.
Hi.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm fine. Well, what do you make of all this, Michael on a double-decker bus being angry? It's not what we're used to, really.
No, I'm actually quite shocked that Michael is behaving this way. It sounds like he learned a lesson from Prince, who behaved similarly a few years ago when he wanted to break out of his contract. But I don't know. I think it shows that Michael is expressing his freedom. I'm rather impressed by it, actually.
But what exactly is he so angry about?
Well, I mean, it's not uncommon for recording artists to have grievances with their record labels, feeling like their money was misspent. And basically, his label says that Michael owes them $200 million. Michael says that he doesn't. And unlike most artists who have problems with their record companies, Michael has the means with which to fight them. So this is how he's going about doing it.
But the album didn't do that well, did it? And is that kind of what it's all about, really? And what I would like to know what people in America think of Michael Jackson these days.
Well, I think people in America have always had a special feeling about Michael, regardless of what his albums sound like or how his sales figures look. He's one of our most prolific artists, and that history will never change. So I think today, especially now that Michael is speaking out for himself, I think people respect that about him. It's a sign of rebellion and not just giving in to the record company telling him what he owes and you know, not just accepting their plan for the album, which is what so many artists are forced to do.
I can appreciate that. I'm all for a bit of rebellion.